This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to What's on Your Mind here for a Tuesday morning. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Scotty is out for a couple of days and attending to the funeral arrangements and the services for his mom who passed away late last week. And Scott wanted me to make sure to say to all of you, thank you so much for all of the good wishes and kind messages, the Facebook posts and the emails and everything that you have done to encourage Scott and his family at the passing of his mom, and had a chance to take in part of the visitation yesterday in the prayer service held in Fargo. And it was really a sweet time. Obviously, mixed emotions, certainly, but Scott's mom had not been doing well the last couple of years of her life. And Scott said yesterday, he said, I feel like I got my mom back because I know that she's in a better place. And so the family's doing well. Funeral is today, and Scott will be out today and then tomorrow back in on Thursday. But he would want me to say thanks to all of you and that he appreciates all the well wishes and the good comments and the nice things that you all have said and done. So thank you from all of us here on the What's on Your Mind program for your kindness to Scott during this time. So Todd Mitchell and me hanging out with you here for today. And Todd Mitchell, always very kind to help keep me between the lines when I guest host for Scotty. Hello, Mr. Mitchell. How are you today?
I can't find the lines today. Where are the lines?
I can send some lines to you by email.
So it's radio. They're imaginary lines. So even if you go over it, only you and I are going to, and Maddie may know. Oh. I bet Rev doesn't even know when you go over those lines. Don't worry.
Well, Rev knows where the lines are. I'm telling you what. Rev is the producer for Rev is the producer for my morning drive show here in Fargo that I do between 6 and 9. I'm telling you what. Rev knows where the lines are, and he
so he's the one cracking the whip on you every morning.
Oh yeah. Yep. That's right. Behind every half decent person on the air is a really good producer. So thankfully, we've got a couple of folks helping us out. So the phone numbers on the program
today.
My
local show on KFIRE is so bad because I don't have producers. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, greatness. You're a field player.
Behind me,
right?
There's a shadow.
Oh. I thought it was a bright light, but maybe that's
no, it's darkness. Behind me is a black cloud.
Well, on that,
don't follow me. That's your lesson for today. Don't follow me.
Welcome to the What's on Your Mind program, friends. How's that to get your day started? Phone number is 701-258-0550. Toll free 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or email us studio@onceonyourmindradio.com. Todd, they still have not caught this character out in Cleveland, the Facebook killer. Still looking for this guy. He, you probably have seen it by now or heard about it. A guy driving around on Easter Sunday started broadcasting himself on Facebook Live, pulled out a gun and shot an innocent man for no good reason, and now they can't find him. And more is being learned about this gentleman today, which if it would be hard for me to run a national news site right now because people want to know about wackos like this. But I wouldn't want to post the information to kind of dignify the person at all by letting people know what this guy is all about. People are doing these things. Many times they're looking for the attention, and certainly they're getting it. There is a $50,000 reward out now for the capture of any information that leads to the capture of this person. He said he's killed 13 people, but they can only find one victim. So I guess if there is any good news, it is that. So we got that going on today. It's been a very rainy last 24 hours, Todd, since we said goodbye to the good folks on the What's on Your Mind network. We had all kinds of rain. Indeed, we did. Yes, I know it's true because I've been on the North Dakota Ag Weather Network website this morning taking a look at the rainfall totals, and Findlay, North Dakota now has more than 1.6 inches of rain. 1.65 inches of rain has fallen the last 24 hours. In Findlay, North Dakota, Lisbon's had about 1.6. Wahpeton now right around there as well. And so it seems like the east side of the state got it pretty good. Carrington also is in that range, where not an inch and a half, but close to an inch in Carrington as well. In Fargo, about 3/4 of an inch as well. So a lot of folks on the eastern side of the state getting some rain. Now, Daryl Richeson, my good friend from the North Dakota Ag Weather Network, told me, Steve, it's not dry. I said, Daryl, it's dry. He said, Steve, it's not dry. I said, yes, it is. He said, no, it's not. We were a couple of six-year-olds fighting at nursery school. And I said, Daryl, we haven't had precipitation in 2 months, at least in the southern half of the Red River Valley where I live. And he said, yeah, but just dig under the dead grass for a little bit. You're not going to have to go down very far, and there's plenty of moisture down there. And you know what? He's right, of course. But it's felt dry, and I imagine there are a lot of folks who think, you know, a shot of rain isn't such a bad thing. But after the heavy rains last fall, I think a lot of folks are saying, oh, here we go again, especially in that Hope and Findlay area where they got plenty of rain last fall. So there's still a little bit of rain right now in the eastern half of the valley. Out west, a fairly quiet weather evening, so not a whole lot in the way of heavy rainfall. Though, Todd, did you get any rain out in Bismarck overnight? I've caught Todd speechless completely, so there you go. I'm not seeing much evidence of that. Come again?
What were you asking me? Sorry.
I was asking you if there has been much rain overnight in Bismarck.
Yes.
Not seeing that, but there was.
And everybody told me this morning, oh, did you hear the storm? Oh, did you? I slept through the storm.
Good.
Why does everybody need to wake up for a storm? Just let it happen. I'm not going to lose a night's sleep just to watch thunder and lightning. There'll be thunder and lightning some other day.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not seeing a lot. Dickinson didn't show any rain over the last 24 hours on this here, but, you know, there might have been some noise that came through. So, anyway, a little bit of the state got some rain here, and the farmers would like to know what things are looking like out in your fields. We're going to be talking some ag today. I'm a farm kid, grew up on a hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota, and my dad still can't believe that I talk on the radio for a living and make money at it. And I say, well, Dad,
it's not... that you didn't stay on the farm?
I think he knew early on that I was way too soft. So he realized that... He said, son, you better go get a cushy desk job because you ain't going to cut it around here. I think that was kind of Dad's.
I love you, but...
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to wonder if you're even mine.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Yeah, I think I got that speech in third grade.
You got too much of your mama in you. Is you one of those kind of boys here?
Yeah.
Mama's boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I mean,
I think my dad would definitely say that. And to be honest with you, I gave Dad plenty of reason to go down that path because I was ready to leave the farm early. Now I can't wait to go back. It's just the time changes things. Yep.
The manure the slop is not greener on the other side.
Mm. Dad called it the smell of money. When we were driving by a farm and you smelled that
because radio money tinge does not smell like farm money. You know that.
Correct. Right? Correct.
There's nothing like the smell of farm money.
Although our brothers and sisters in the farming community right now are saying, yeah, I'm not seeing that money coming in hand over fist like it was a couple of years ago.
Well,
so we're going to talk to Gene Grainer about that
over
today.
There, then.
No, not at all. Not in the corn bin, it's not, anyway. So Gene Grainer is going to be on with us from Heartland Investor Services talking about what's going on in ag commodities. If you were with us yesterday, Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader out of Dickinson, was on, and he said that, you know, we're thinking that there are better days ahead for the state budget. He said the commodity prices are inching up just a little bit, and that was the first I'd heard of that. The last story I'd heard was that everybody's bins were full and people were building new bins, and people were hanging on because they had great yields and great test weights and all those good things over the last couple of years, but couldn't get anything for it. So people have been hanging on to it, waiting to find a market for it. So we're going to talk to Gene if there is a market for corn and beans and, you know, what's going on with supply, demand, that kind of thing. Gene is always good to give us a feel for what's coming. So we're going to talk to Gene today about 9:20, so in just a few minutes. Then in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have Allison Ritter on. Allison is with the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, works closely with Lynn Helms. The director's cut just came out for February, which is the monthly survey, although a month in arrears, of what's been happening out in the oil fields. And there are now more than 50 rigs out there. That was one of the headlines I took out of it. And so we're going to talk to Allison about what's happening out west and in the oil sector out there. And if you are listening from AM 1090 KTGO or AM 550 KFYR or 1460 in Dickinson, KLTC, we'd love to hear from you. What are you seeing? Everybody I talk to out there says it just feels different out here right now. So glad for that. So excited to keep on getting the information that we need out to folks here across the region, and you can help us with that. Friends, I want to let you know, too, if you've got a tanker trailer experience in your background and you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to your organization, then Polar Service Center's got a great opportunity for you. Polar Service Center in Williston is looking for experienced mechanics, competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, and prescription insurance, paid time off, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, all kinds of good things to apply. Call Gary Meyer, 701-495-3592. 495-3592. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, Gene Grainer from Heartland Investor Services talking about commodity prices. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot on the old Marketplace Dallard location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it. So does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times, at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's done good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them, 13th Avenue South, next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks, and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back to the What's on Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennen. Former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer will be in this chair tomorrow. Now, Scotty will be back on Thursday. PetroServe USA is giving away $50,000, friends. Register weekly for your chance at winning one of $1,050 gift cards. at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Want to say thanks to Don in Bismarck. He's been on hold for quite a bit here this morning waiting for us to get started. Don, thank you for your patience. Sir, what's on your mind this morning?
Yes. I want to have Scott or you call attention to a huge book banning that's taking place. And one of the books written by a man from North Dakota, his name is Don Grand Prey. The title of the book is Viper's Revenge. Now, that's only book two of three books. But especially I want to have you people take a look at The Viper's Revenge.
Now, The Viper's Revenge, okay.
And
so this book is being banned by who, Don?
I think Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But what has happened, it used to be a structure between a little newspaper, the American Free Press, and a magazine called the Barnes Review. Now, between the two of them, they were putting out all of these books that have suddenly been banned. And in the United States, banning hundreds of books it's not us.
Okay. So you're saying this book is being, the folks that are selling books online are not selling it anymore. Why do they have issue with this book? Do you know?
The customer has to decide on that one. Now, one more thing.
Real quick, Don, please.
Okay. Go to the library and get a magazine, a big magazine called Debunking 9/11. And again, that's Don Grand Prix from North Dakota. And I guess you run out of time. Let me stage it for a second.
Yeah, we're kind of there, my friend. I'm sorry, we've got to let you go. We've just so much to do yet today. But Don, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And we appreciate you letting us know. The Viper's Revenge. And Don says, keep that on. A short list to check out because it's not being sold anymore, and he thinks that that's an injustice. So check it out and see if the book is good, and then you know what Don is discussing this morning. We're waiting to get connected with Gene Grainer from Heartland. Oh, he's ready to go? Wonderful. Okay, thanks, Rev, for letting me know. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving us some time, Gene. I grew up on a hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota, and sitting in for Scott here the last couple of days, we had Rich Wardner on from Dickinson and the Senate Majority Leader, and he said, you know, we're starting to see some things turning up a little bit in commodity prices, and so that got me thinking that Mom and Dad are probably pretty happy about that back on the farm, and so I was thinking, who can we have on to help us sort through how prices of corn and beans are doing, and you're obviously the first person that came to mind, Gene. So give us a sense of where we're at right now in corn and bean prices. Those are two pretty big crops in North Dakota, and where you think we might be headed.
Well, thanks for asking me, and no offense to the politician, but politicians are the last people I would take advice for on improving or disimproving prices. But anyway, what we have to do is we got to look at corn and beans and wheat, and first off, is it a strong dollar year or is it a weak dollar year? If the dollar is strong, it does make it harder to export our commodities by virtue of other currencies are weaker, and it makes them pay more per bushel. We had a wonderful time in 2007 through 2013 where you didn't have to have a marketing plan. The price was just always up whenever you needed to sell. Whether it was right ahead of harvest, you could haul it in and still get the best prices of the previous year. So marketing really didn't have to be at the forefront. Now it does, because we are in a strong dollar year. Overnight, the British pound shot higher as they're going to probably re-vote again on BRITEX, and so that caused the dollar to strengthen again. That's basically, it's going to solidify that they still want to leave the European Union and the currency, but that put pressure back on the dollar today, but which has it back below the par mark, what we call even money at 100. But that doesn't necessarily mean it supports grain prices today, because in comparison, when commodities, whether it was oil or whether it was grain during the heydays of 2007 through 2013, the U.S. dollar was fluctuating in a price range of 72 to 79, some 30% lower than where we are right now almost, and that had a big impact on us being able to sell an oversupply of grain even then and in beans. And so now that the dollar is strong, a dollar strong year, we have to be conscious of where the marketplace is when grain and beans fluctuate in price. Do we take advantage of it? And the answer is yes. Wheat futures and wheat prices are stuck in a rut because of the oversupply in the world and the oversupply in the United States. We literally have over 1 year's, over half of a year's crop in the bin left over from the previous year after we take into account your exports and your domestic usage. Over 1.1 billion bushels of corn, and we grow over 2.2 billion bushels a year. And so that takes a lot of concern away when a shortfall occurs. And so it obviously has wheat prices below the cost of production. And so when we see fluctuations in wheat, whether it goes up 20, 30 cents, it's still below the cost of production. And that one's going to take some time to work through, probably another year, because we need a crop problem somewhere around the world for wheat. Typically, this time of year, we might have a drought thing. Well, there was a drought thing for wheat, but that went away several weeks ago with the inundation of rain that finally came into the Midwest and through Texas north through that area. That changed that situation. Also, usually this time of year, there's a freeze scare that shows up and can give you a spike in wheat prices as the crop down in West Texas, Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, and Kansas can be put at threat if the wheat crop, especially around the joint stage, and we freeze it. Well, that's not a situation either. So now, in order to see a rally of some substance, we need to see a crop failure, probably now maybe in Europe. Well, what's it going to take there? Well, they had recently seen some dryness in the western areas of Europe that, you know, if rain doesn't show up in early May, we're probably going to see a concern then over there. But right now it comes down to somebody's got to lose a crop. Another man's poison is another man's gold. And mm-hmm. that's where wheat is, below the cost of production. The dollar is too strong to help us, you know, export it abundantly like we could back in 07 and 08 and 09 and 10 against other countries that are producing it. And so now let's go to corn and soybeans. Right now what is eminently being watched for corn to see if we can get that above the cost of production to price it, it's an improving price, but it's not much of an improving price considering the average selling price last year and the year before. But corn, we are now working on trying to get it planted. And for the Midwest, we want to see 60% of the crop planted by May 10th in order to attain trend line yields. Now, trend line yield this year is a phenomenal 170.6 bushels to the acre for corn. And so with the current 90 million acres that the USDA has calculated that we're going to plant based off of sign-up, that's going to be a task that needs to get completed soon because the rain that keeps passing through the Midwest every 3 to 4 days is holding up the planting. Typically, we have about 14% of the crop planted right now. We only have 6% of the crop planted. And, of course, by next week, even at our slow pace, we'll be at 12%, but we should be at 28%. And so the rains that continue to inundate the Midwest, not so much us up here, but they did get good rain overnight to the east of us, but the planting of a whole, the large Midwest is on hold right now through about the first part of May. Now, when we get to the first part
Gene,
of May,
hang on right there, my friend, if you would. We've got to head to commercial break, but we want to get your final thoughts on this, too. More on What's on Your Mind when we come back with Gene Grainer from Heartland Investor Services.
And that's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 K-Science Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Friends, are you having trouble sleeping these days? Well, I've got one of these My Pillows you hear Scott talking about, and I was kind of skeptical about, you know, how can a pillow really make that big of a difference? But, you know, you listen to Scott Hannon tell you about this pillow often enough, and you're like, I suppose I better get one of these things and see. And, you know, Scotty was right about this pillow. I had a little bit of a crick in my neck. Just kind of felt like a rusty hinge in there, you know. Just didn't quite feel quite right. Every morning wasn't a big enough deal that I really thought too much about it. But there were days when I woke up and I'm like, ugh, my neck feels like a mess. I should go see the chiropractor. Well, I got one of the pillows by calling MyPillow.com. You can also call 800-506-9028. And if you go on that website or use that toll-free number and use promo code Scott, you'll be able to take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and then two Go Anywhere pillows, free shipping on orders over $100. They're throwing in all kinds of deals right now. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and you're going to love it. And you're going to see why Scott and myself, Todd's got one too, why we all love them and why we all take them on the road with us, because it is a great night's sleep when you've got your MyPillow. If you're skeptical, you know, just give it a try. You're going to realize why you hear so many people talking about it. 10-year warranty will not go flat, 60-night money-back guarantee. So how can you lose? Try it out. If you don't like it, just send it back. You get your money back, but you won't, because you're going to love that pillow. It's My Pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. We're visiting with Gene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services. And, Gene, I know that we were talking about crops today, commodities, but a text just came into the studio saying, hey, guys, I was just on the Big Island, Hawaii, 8 days. Three separate times when I mentioned I'm from North Dakota, people brought up that they heard that the Dakota Access Pipeline already leaked a bunch of oil. Just baffling where this fake news comes from. Boy, there's a mouthful right there. Gene, do you do much in oil and trading those kind of commodities as well?
Oh, certainly, very much so. You can't be a commodity broker in North Dakota and not be in oil.
I suppose. So give us your best 30 seconds on where oil prices are. We had a nice run-up for about a week or so, and we backed off the last couple of days or so, but we're in the low 50s on WTI price. Where are we going here this summer, you think?
The best prices for WTI, I think, are going to be held here in check for a while. We have a war bid that brought oil back up above 50, but 55 to 56 is going to be a tough nut to crack here for a while, because production, we've had rig counts up 13 weeks in a row, up 11 last week. Oil production anticipated this week to jump again to 9.3 million barrels per day. We have the highest storage supply in history in Cushing, Oklahoma, and the United States. You know, we just have built more inventory. That's why we're not tapped out on the inventory side to store it. So OPEC, the big one, the big daddy, is June 30th. In the next 30 days, we got to start hearing from OPEC. Are they or are they not going to continue their six-month production cut, which they, quote, said was trying to rebalance the marketplace? There's a lot of unrest in OPEC that are not happy that shale producers are benefiting from this rise that's holding above 50. So I think the next 30 to 60 days are going to be a telltale of the end of the year. And I think even though we could see a spike to $60 oil this summer, I'm not so sure we could sustain oil prices above 55, especially in a strong dollar year. What the farmers dealing with, oil producers deal with as well. If the dollar was considerably weaker than this, we'd be sitting in the low 60s right now. But given the dollar's at par, it does keep a glass ceiling above oil prices. And so the rebalancing is really not behind us. And so the $55, $57 area, I think, kind of contains this oil here for the next 2 months. And then we'll see. I'm not sure how OPEC's going to handle a second round of negotiations. If they fail, oil prices go back under 50 later this year.
All right. You are giving us a couple of closing thoughts on where corn prices are going. Then we want to hit on beans quick, too, Gene.
Yes. Any opportunity to see new crop December corn near $4 to $4.20, you need to be considering hedging that off, whether it's sales at the elevator, selling futures prices, buying puts, something like that, because the likelihood of corn finding itself in the low $3 area, even with a 90-million-acre crop or less, we've got 170-plus bushel potential trendline yield capacity, and it's not an El Nino year at this time. And so that production is concerning. There's still going to be plenty of corn around. Soybeans are the big one at 89.5 million acres. Your $10 bushel corn that was offered earlier this year without a weather threat. Now, keep in mind, we always seem to get a weather threat. 8 times out of 10, we get a free scare. Well, 2 out of 10 times, we didn't get the scare here now for wheat. Now let's go to the row crops, summertime, soybeans and corn. 8 times out of 10, there's always a weather scare on the 4th of July. There's also that 2 times out of 10, we don't get it. But if we do, any opportunity to get new crop beans again sold north of $10 are going to be important. Because if we just look at the balance sheets, typically that would imply later on this year we could see beans back in the low $8 pricing mark, if not put a 7 in front of it. But I do think 820 to 840 is a very real possibility for new crop beans later in the year. Same thing for corn. New crop could get down to about 320. So pricing it here, 390 to $4 is not a bad idea. But to me, it's a strong sale. Anything with a 4 in front of it now on new crop corn.
All right, good stuff, Gene. If folks want to get in touch with you, find out more about your services and how you can help them, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, the best thing first is to go to our website at heartlandinvest.com and subscribe to a complimentary 2-week subscription to our newsletter. You can also do that on your smartphone by just texting the word corn to 95577. Again, that's text the word corn to the number 95577. Or go to the website, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there for the main office in Bismarck, as well as our branch offices. But especially, get a hold of that newsletter. That's how we speak to you on a daily basis to keep you informed in what's happening.
All right, Gene. Appreciate the time today. Some good info there for so many of us. We talk a lot about energy and oil, and those things are certainly important in our community, but or across our state. But ag is still the number one economic driver. You said it well, that you go to any school, any car dealership or whatever, in a lot of places across the state of North Dakota, and it's all dependent on what's happening in the ground. So we appreciate the updates today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gene. Gene Grainer from Heartland Investor Services here this morning on the program. I'm interested to hear from farmers across the region here about what your plans are, because we talked to a gentleman here on my Morning Drive news program in Fargo a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about the fact that there's a lot of corn and soybeans in storage right now, and I think Durham wheat as well, a lot of crop in storage right now. What are you waiting for to sell? Apparently stocks are up. It's driving prices down a little bit, and people are just trying to figure out, when to sell. When will you sell? Is it going to be based on you got to buy some new equipment, you got a payment coming up, or is it for you a matter of just trying to figure out, what the right price is, and you've got a certain benchmark that you need to get, and once it gets to that price, you're going to sell? Would love to hear from you. As a farm kid myself, it always does my heart good to hear folks talking about farming. So love to hear what kind of your criteria is for selling. You can call us at 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can call locally 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or you can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Steve Hallstrom sitting in today for Scott Hennin. Glad to have you with us, friends. Scott will be back on Thursday. Ed Schaefer will be sitting in and hosting the program coming up tomorrow. And we're very thankful for your listenership. You've made this program the most listened to talk show in the state of North Dakota on 550 KFYR, AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG in Fargo, 1090 KTGO in Tioga, and AM 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. Thanks very much, friends, for making us a part of your Tuesday morning here. It is Tuesday, April 18th. Todd, have you got your taxes done yet?
I did finally submit them last night. We talked about this yesterday. I still maintain this. I'm not going to give the government any more of my money than I absolutely positively have to.
Yeah, smart play.
I could have waited till today, but I thought if I wait till today, then I'll end up in a hospital or something and then not get it done. So I just went ahead and submitted it last night. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they go in the mail today, so I'm even more of a procrastinator than you are. The last few years, I'd gotten money back, and this year I've got to pay in, so I'm waiting till the last possible minute. I'd like to say that this is a matter of principle for me, that I'm, you know, on some kind of crusade. It's really not. I've just been kind of lazy in getting it done. So, you know, if the deadline was October 15th, I'd be sitting there on October 15th waiting to get it done. So I guess it all depends. When I was getting money back, as soon as the W-2s were in, I was turning that baby around.
Oh, I know.
Getting
right,
the return
pay of. And, of course, that was before electronic filing. Ever since then, I've just worked it so that I get more of my money in my pocket than their pocket.
But we can't put it off anymore, friends. Nope. Tax returns are due today. And CNN
is getting that
money.
Extension. State was it that had a holiday yesterday, so it got bumped to today, or was that D.C.?
I think it was a D.C. thing. And it was some obscure holiday that nobody got the day off for.
Right.
Nobody got time and a half pay for. It was just kind of one of those things. Emancipation Day is what it was.
That's
D.C.
right.
Only.
That's right.
And so we would like to be emancipated from most things that happen in D.C. At least we say that over the last 8 years.
Irony there. Yeah, no doubt.
Things seem to be turning around slowly but surely. I'm still not so sure that this president is going to be the fiscal hawk that I was hoping that he would be. He surrounded himself with some good people. I like where he's at on a lot of policy things.
But who's he trying to win over? Because the people who are opposed to him are going to stay opposed to him.
Correct.
So why? And I know is he going to be the guy who just spends his presidency reaching across the aisle? Because all he's going to do is lose everybody. And I mean everybody, but you know, lose plenty of people who supported him. Meanwhile, you and I both know plenty of Trump haters. Those people aren't going to suddenly do a 180 and go, well, actually, I kind of like the guy now.
No.
Those people are going to hate him forever who hate him.
The
now.
Effort to make him look bad is unrivaled. Now, I've not been following politics. I'm 49. I've not been following it since I was 10. I really haven't. In the last 10 years or so, you start to pay more attention. Like a friend of mine once said, if you're young and you're not liberal, there's something wrong with you. And if you're old and not conservative, there's something wrong with you. So I've kind of thought there's maybe some truth to that. So I didn't pay much attention when I was younger, but now you start to pay attention to the world around you. And when Obama got elected.
I mean, it's affecting your life. It's not about necessarily.
Yeah, that's right.
People who don't like it say, well, I don't follow politics. You know what? I don't follow politics per se, but I do follow things that affect my life.
Yeah.
And guess what?
My money and my freedom.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. My money and my freedom tend to get my attention. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yep. And listening to Bernie Sanders and some of those folks, I don't know how you get behind that philosophy. He's calling for you to lose your finances, your liberty, and your freedom. That's really what the Bernie Sanders agenda is all about, and people love it. I mean, not millions of people. Well, millions of people do, actually, but most of the country still can see through it.
He was here in Bismarck, so yeah, obviously there's plenty of people that like. Of course, 7,700 watched Donald Trump and paid, so you do the math.
I just want to shake people and say, what's wrong with you? So,
yes,
I don't know what's wrong with people.
You should not shake a baby, okay?
True, yes. Hey, when we come back, I want to read you a couple of stories. We've been doing a campaign in Fargo here honoring law enforcement, and we've got some really cool emails come into the studio. We want to share a couple of those with you when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Puckett of Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back to the What's on Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Henin today. Good to have you with us, friends. If you are a nurse, well, you got into the business because you've got a heart for other people. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they've got a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. At the University of Mary, they want to make it possible for you to move forward. National nursing organizations say we're going to need a lot of nurses coming up in the next 5 to 10 years or so, and boy, it sure sounds right to us here. They offer at Mary, though, a remarkable deal, a great value, a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. It can cost you 8 to 10 grand more if you do it someplace else. Go to umary.edu/msn today to apply. Our phone numbers here on the What's On Your Mind program, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. A couple of texts came in here over the last few minutes. One of our listeners texted in after listening to Gene Grainer, our last segment, says, $4.50 weed doesn't buy much. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Auction companies, get ready. So they're an ominous text message there. Another text come in says, I have two girlfriends that are staunch Democrats and they love Trump. Now, Todd, is that a text that came to your phone or was that a text that you sent from your phone? Because if you sent that text from your phone, I have two girlfriends that are staunch Democrats, you might have some explaining to do.
If it's a comment coming from me, I always put that it's from me. I'm not going to forge a text and say, well, I'll just give this to Steve and lie and say it's a text. Although I've joked about this before. Well, not joke, but we're going to get to the point. We're already at a point where people would rather text than call.
Yes.
The future of talk radio is going to be people like you and me reading texts and nobody else bothering to get their voice on. And then at some point, you're not going to know whether I'm making it up or whether it was an actual text coming in.
Well, make for better radio, possibly, but it wouldn't be quite the same experience that we have of folks calling.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's good that we're, and the whole reason we started with that is to make it more accessible, because let's face it, not everybody can have their voice be heard in their workplace in a discussion.
Yeah, right.
But they can listen to it in their earbuds and tap into a little piece of plastic and chime in that way. So it makes it more accessible to more people. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if all it is you and me reading what everybody's saying, pretty soon you're not going to know whether we're making it up or other people have actually said that stuff.
That's true, although we could editorialize on the fly and make the comments a heck of a lot more fun to read. But
it's true.
That would sort of not be the right thing to do there. Hey, I want to do something, friends.
I can have friends who are girls, right?
Women have friends
who are, this is my girlfriend, you know, Jeannie or whatever, right? But if guys do it, I know it's a whole different. No.
I had this very conversation with my co-host, Alex Taylor. Alex is a she. Alex and I do the show here in Fargo. And Alex said, I've got friends, and I go out to lunch with them, and we go to movies or whatever. I'm not married to them, and my husband's okay with it, whatever. I'm like, there's something that's not right about that. There just is in my world. I just don't know that that's the right way to go. And I told her, you know, whatever,
that, no doubt,
whatever you and your husband, but I just, very few relationships like that can be done without somebody getting something goofy in their head about what the relationship is all about and thinking things and emotions that maybe should not be part of that deal. So I don't know. I've got an issue with that. But, hey, to everybody, you know, it's your marriage, your relationship. If it works
for you,
it
works for you. My wife just texted that I best not have two girlfriends who are Democrats. Yes. Well, I have friends.
She doesn't care about the girlfriends. She just cared about the Democrats part.
If you know my wife, actually, no. But I do have friends who are Democrats and who are girls. Why can girls call each other girlfriends, but if a guy it's a whole different connotation.
Yeah, it's just not quite right. Hey, I want to do this before we get to break. Todd and I are having way too much fun here, but here at AM 11 Under the Flag, are you done yet, or can I go on to this next thing, my friend, or what's up?
Go ahead.
I'm okay.
Sorry.
Right. I'm sorry. Okay. So we here at the Flag, we're approached by the Fargo Fraternal Order of Police, and they said, we're selling commemorative coins. Jason Mosier, the officer who lost his life in Fargo a little over a year ago, they're etching his name in the memorial wall in Washington, D.C., and we are raising money to send Jason's family and some members of the Fargo PD out to D.C. And they said, are you interested? We said, absolutely. And so we bought a bunch of these coins. We bought 50 of them. And we said, well, we could resell them or we could just give them away to our listeners. So we decided to do that. So we said, send us a note about how law enforcement made a difference in your life and we'll give you one of these coins. And we've had some unbelievable emails. Another one came into our studio this morning. It says this. I thought our audience would appreciate this morning. On June 13th, 1997, we were living in Bismarck. My son Joseph, who was 5 years old at the time, fell from the third story window of our apartment complex. The police were the first ones there. Sergeant Stephen Kenner was on the ground next to my son just moments after his arrival. Joseph was crying for me to pick him up and trying to move. I was on the other side of him, trying to keep him calm and still out of fear of a serious injury. Sergeant Kenner got Joseph's instant attention, motioned for me to leave them, took Joseph's face in his hands, and magically had my terrified boy quiet and still. I never did find out what they were talking about, but he stayed, his body cradled around my son's, quietly conversing with him until the ambulance arrived. Joseph walked out of the hospital 3 days later. Sergeant Kenner made a difference for us that day, and I'm convinced he made a difference every day he served as a public servant. Sadly, Sergeant Stephen Kenner was shot and killed in the line of duty July 8, 2011 in Bismarck, North Dakota. How many people go to work every day knowing that due to the nature of their work, it could be their last day on Earth? I know, just the heroes. My name is Loretta Shaw. My son's name is Joseph Junkert, and we want to say thanks, Loretta, for sharing that story with us. We'll be back with more after top of the hour break.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.